Hey there, Ron. What you say?
Yes. Hello, guys. How are you today?
We're good.
We're pretty darn hot. Hot. How about you?
I know. I'm in an air conditioning car, so that is. My question is, I have a couple big oak trees that I have a ground cover underneath them, and it's a gentleman yesterday mentioned some ground cover that kind of was overtaking his yard with a little blue flower. Can't remember the name, but I want to get rid of it underneath his oak tree. And my question is, can I use Roundup underneath an oak tree, an old one? Will that hurt the oak tree?
No, you can. You can for ground cover.
It won't hurt the roots.
What's the little? Yeah, what's the little ground cover now? It's not. Is it not Asiatic jasmine? Is it?
Oh no, no. And you guys didn't know what it was. I should have kept the name. I see it in the nurseries. It's even right there where you guys are.
Like,
it spreads like mad in throughout all the area. All your St. Augustine, I don't like it. I mean, it's beautiful.
What color is the flower?
It has a little. It's green, of course. Has a little blue flower that comes out.
You're not talking about Aurelia, is it?
Blue shade.
Probably it is.
Yeah. When's it bloom? Now.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
It blooms all summer, and it can go in shade, and it's beautiful. But it just kind of takes over the St. Augustine if you don't watch it.
Wow. Yeah. Blue shade. I think it's probably blue shade Aurelia.
That's it. Exactly what it is. That's what he was talking about the other day when you guys were asking him. But
wouldn't rather have that blooms all summer and doesn't take much water than St. Augustine that's
working. Well, you could cut that back, too. I mean, you won't kill it. Just run over the lawnmower. What's the problem?
Yes, I mow it down, and it looks okay. Well, my wife doesn't like it that well.
How many times have I heard that?
Yeah.
But also, I wanted to look underneath this. It has a nice space there. I was going to kind of take it out and put some pecan shells and maybe a couple other plants to accent the yard, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So my question, you mentioned that he said to put Wipeout. But I was wondering if Roundup would do the same thing, and it would injure my oak tree.
I like Roundup better, and it won't hurt that oak tree.
Now it's going to kill all the grass, you realize, and Wipeout won't kill the St. Augustine.
No, I got you. But where I'm going to put it on is on this where just the ground cover is.
Okay, what are you going to put on there? In there,
pecan shells and
pecan shells, and maybe a bigger plant, one of those variegated. Plants, variegated,
What about plumerium? I mean, blue plumbago.
Oh, would that go in the shade?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a sun plant.
No, it's sun or shade.
Okay.
It's not a disciplined grower, you know, if you're looking for a real kind of a formal look. At
no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not. And it could be white or blue you could put there?
Mm-hmm. Blue is more vigorous, of course.
Blue.
How about the fire bush, that Mexican fire bush or something? That it requires sun, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Fire spike will grow, but that fire spike you don't have a, you know, for they're spectacular in the autumn, but not much in the spring.
When I spray the Roundup, I mean those things have a lot of roots. Will it take it out? I have to do it several times.
No. Usually that stuff's easy to kill. Now, one thing you got to remember: why don't you just mow it short and put the pecan hulls on there and then do your planting.
Okay, put it right over the top.
Yeah, don't spray it with Roundup.
And, because
and
it's
if, it does if it does come through the pecan shells, it'd be pretty. Under
well,
there with that, you know.
One of the reason I was trying to soften it, because it seems to come from that area and get all over the yard. I thought if I got rid of it there, it might slowly get rid of it throughout the yard. I mean, it looks okay, but it is pretty spattered to look when you see it.
And Jerry, you know, we don't want anybody to cross their wife or their spouse.
Well, thank you guys. That was most helpful. I didn't know about it because I use it on my Roundup on my sidewalks and on every place.
Yeah,
you know?
it's one of our favorite tools. It's excellent.
And I have one other question, if I might ask.
Mm-hmm.
I have a patio with, you know, it's bricked around that's cemented in, but in the center it's just these sectional bricks, you know, that mm-hmm. look you put in. And I noticed And then we have a section where two big oak trees are, and that gets water. But I think roots are pushing some of these up, so it makes it uneven, and that's roots of the oak tree. Can I spray in there? Some of the oak stuff is coming through, or is that going to hurt the oak tree again?
Wait a minute. Some of the sprouts are coming through?
Yeah, yeah.
Oak sprouts.
Yeah.
Well, now, we were trying to get this professor at Trinity on the phone a while ago, and he was talking about could he use something on those oak sprouts coming through a sidewalk or something else, and I had remembered that Florel, F-L-O-R-E-L, had some useful. I think Mark Peterson said it was a growth regulator. They just didn't come back as fast or some such thing. So you can get some Florel, and I think, I don't know, I guess you just apply it right on the growing plant, and then I imagine it stunts it, and then you probably cut it back.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little bit actually pushing some of the bricks up. That's the roots, right?
The roots are under there. But in practical terms, you're probably not going to affect that oak tree, but it does, you know, it would cause a stress. And Mark, Jerry and I are a little less worried about it, but Mark has seen some experiences that he does not recommend that you use Roundup on those oak sprouts. He just thinks it's taking a chance.
But yet, on the oak sprouts.
Yeah.
That's right, I was suggesting.
I had to do the same thing with brick without mortar, and I just pulled the brick up and went under there and cut some of those root pieces that were real close there. If you got the room, you put a little more sand in there so they got a little more space.
But yet you told me underneath that oak tree where I want to get rid of that ground cover, it's okay to use Roundup, right?
On the ground cover, because you're not
going into
the difference with the sprouts are the sprouts directly connected to the roots of the live oak,
and it has foliage.
Okay, yeah, I don't think there's any there. I'll look one.
You know, it's not something that you have to go through on your hands and knees and make sure there's none there. But if there was a lot of it coming out, then you'd probably want to cut it out first before you did any spring.
You can just take your shoes off. You don't have to get on your hands and knees. Just walk through that barefoot.
And if you get it comes through your foot, then you know.
Yeah, you'll know whether they're there because blue shade does not hurt your feet.
I'll let my wife do that.
There you go. She's one who wants to get rid of blue shade. Who ever heard of such a thing?
You got your pecan shell mulch already?
No, I don't.
Okay, you know where to get it?
Probably Mulburgers, huh?
Well, I don't know if we have the pecan shell mulch.
Keller Material.
K-E-L-L-E-R.
See, now you got Milton in trouble because now he may be having two of our sponsors that are facing off on.
I know.
Pecan shell.
Where is that located?
It's at Rigsby and Southeast Loop 410.
Oh, okay.
And they deliver.
Okay.
All right. Sure. You want a phone number?
I agree with you. I think that pecan shell mulch is one of the prettiest mulches around.
Well, the problem is sometimes there'll be extra little pieces left in there of pecan, and then the fire ants get in there.
Well, the fire ants and squirrels and deer and, you know, you talk about a wildlife
But, of course, you can get the fire ants. This will be attractant to the fire ants, and then you can put Amdro out there and get rid of the fire ants.
And this will be the last time your wife's going to walk barefoot in that area, too.
Hey, we've gone all organic in our neighborhood, and we don't have fire ants anymore.
How did you get rid of the fire ants organically?
I don't know. We just use organic materials, and we really don't have any fire ants. I mean, I haven't had one come up in ages.
How long? You know, we'll wait and see when we get some rain, and then we'll see.
Go out there, and I tell you what you do. Go out there where that blue shade is.
Yeah.
And get some fresh hamburger meat, okay, and put it between your toes. And just sit out there.
And they'll come out.
About an hour and a half, you'll have fire ants. I guarantee you they'll run you in the house, eat your toes off.
But I'm just trying to support the organic.
That's good.
There you go. Well, thank you, guys.
All right,
appreciate
thank you.
Show.
You take
good
care.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.